Only by y'all. Listening Network.
This is Jim Fetzer, your host on Authentic News, right here on RBN Live, the 7th day of August, 2024. The world's holding its breath for the hammer to fall. Iran's expected to make a colossal attack on Israel. I am predicting by the end of this coming weekend, there will be no more Israel. Meanwhile, a couple of other developments further north. Russia under attack. U.S. weapons have been used by the Ukrainians to launch an attack on Russia in the Kursk area, which the Russians have repulsed. But it was a serious effort. Meanwhile, there's a very interesting piece on responsible statecraft about comparisons between the war in Ukraine and the war in Vietnam. I think it's, they got it right in a whole host of issues. There's a sense in which proposed defensive strategies are even more fraught than earlier maximalist plans. And those Ukraine might have been better to adopt a different strategy. But it really shows there was a misconception here what it was all about. They didn't have a clear plan for victory, that the situation was turned into a war of attrition. I think all of the above are correct. Meanwhile, as though the Houthis haven't been subjected to sufficient bombardment already, U.S. airstrikes are pounding Yemen on the brink of a major war, and that's because, of course, assaults from the Houthis are one of four or five different fronts. Hezbollah is most likely going to attack from the Lebanese border. We have various Iranian-allied militias in Syria, the Houthis in Yemen. Of course, the major attack is going to come from Iran itself. But I believe what we're going to see develop is that Hezbollah will attack first. Remember, the Iranian missiles take time to reach Israel. So while the Hezbollah is attacking, the missiles will be in flight. Here's a statement, the truth seeker, very good on all of this. Iran, to use all capabilities to respond to the Hayya assassination, that the U.S. has an undeniable role in supporting and leading Israel engage in acts of terror and mischief. A spokesman for the Iranian judiciary made the remarks about a week after the head of the political bureau of the Palestinian Hamas was assassinated. Iran's Islamic Revolution Guard Corps says the assassination was designed and executed by Israel, but with support from the United States. I have no doubt about it. So what may we anticipate? Here's a big story from the government rag. Hundreds of Iranian missiles in firing position targeting strategic facilities across Jerusalem. Iran will attempt a spectacular blow to the heart of Israel. The U.S. is urgently moving additional reinforcement to the Middle East, including F-22 Raptor Squadron, FA-16s. The U.S. is concerned about the scope and the depth of the attack. It will be massive. There's movement of Iranian missiles across the country, launchers. Get this, very interesting. Iranian missiles target Knesset and other strategic targets. Israel is preparing for the possibility that Hezbollah will launch precision missiles first before Iran. Hezbollah's proximity to Israel will make it difficult to prepare in time. And as I say, that allows the Iranian missiles to arrive while Israel is under attack from Hezbollah. Israel estimates that Iran's axis, meaning all those forces I've been describing, will target locations of high strategic value, including the Knesset, the Prime Minister's office, Israeli Defense Headquarters in Tel Aviv, Mossad headquarters, Air Force IDF, Intel bases. Other targets include power plants, seaports, military bases, and airports. While today, during my show on Revolution Radio, Russ Winter observed that in that list they aren't including that high technology center grouped around Tel Aviv. I believe he suggested, and I agree, Hezbollah will be taking it out. Israel's going to be virtually unable to conduct war after this attack. Meanwhile, Jerusalem is the target. Intel experts have already mapped potential damage, calculated expected death toll. In response to the looming threat, Israel is taking a multi-layered approach to protecting Jerusalem. Israel plans to deploy extensive air defense systems, including David Sling. It's all going to be for naught. Iran knows what they're doing. They're very sophisticated. They're very patient. Meanwhile, a former Israeli PM threatens the United States that's going to get a rerun of 9/11 if it doesn't fight Israel's wars, coming from Information Liberation. The U.S. will get a rerun of 9/11 if it doesn't fight Israel's wars with Iran and its allies, according to former Prime Minister Naftali Bennett. What a giant POS. Bennett wrote Tuesday, Iran is right now trying to kill U.S. officials on American soil. Let that sink in. Now think about it. I had an interesting call from Keith Rogers here just about 30 minutes ago, suggesting they're going to try to pull a big false flag to enrage Americans against Iran, and that it's going to be spectacular. And it seems to me the only categories, you know, that would fit in terms of target might be like the assassination of Trump and Vance. You know, I don't think Kamala and Walz are sufficiently interesting to the American people to represent an important enough interest that would do. But it looks like it's going to be either very high-value targets or a very large group, such as you might find in a football or a soccer stadium. That's my suspicion. Bennett continues. The only way to stop the Iranian octopus of terror, they're grossly exaggerating Iran's involvement in acts of terrorism. Frankly, that's a speciality of Israel and of the United States to a lesser extent, not Iran. Iran's an honorable nation. Iran has even announced that they're going to respond to Israel under Article 51 of the UN Charter. The Secretary General of the UN has already acknowledged they have the right to do that under the UN Charter. Iran is an honorable nation. Israel and the United States, sad to say, are not. He claims the only way to stop the Iranian octopus of terror is to cut the head off. Collapse a terrible regime, just like the former USSR. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. But mind you, the motto of the Mossad, make war by deception. They are out to create some spectacular event that's going to be blamed on Israel. Of that, I have no doubt at all. Meanwhile, Paul Craig Roberts writes about the road to war. It's okay for Israel and Washington to estimate to escalate the situation, but not for Iran and Russia. Here's the way it works. Israel assassinates a Muslim leader on Iranian territory, and then the media goes into action, calling on Iran not to escalate the situation. Iran doesn't. And from Iran not escalating the situation, another leader is assassinated. Iran is then called on to not escalate the situation. The reason we are headed to war is that Russia, Iran, and China are provoked time and time again. And their response has been to wait and wait and wait more while Washington and Israel get prepared. That's reducing the efficacy of any action taken by Russia, China, or Iran. Iran has now waited so long before responding to Israel's assassination that Israel has had time to prepare an underground bunker for Netanyahu and his war party. Iran had a chance to catch him in the open and blew it. Now Iran says it wants to punish Israel but avoid all-out war. No meaningful action will be forthcoming from Iran, Paul Craig Robert predicts. I think in this instance, he is wrong, but this was published yesterday. Putin waited 8 years from 2014 to 22 before he accepted the obvious fact he had to act in the Donbass. Had he acted in 2014, there would have been no war. Like Russia and Iran, China issues endless warnings, but the warnings never backed by action. No one pays any attention. Russia, Iran, and China are rot. Right not to want war, but they have failed to understand that it is not their choice and that they're bringing on war by failing to stand up to Washington and Israel. I think that patience has been expanded. Meanwhile, another Truth Seeker article. The West can start a nuclear war anytime it wants. Communist and Zionist branches of Freemasonry face off in World War II, Henry Mackow. The Zog media is protecting the sheeple from panicking. They would if they knew how close we are to nuclear war. Russia has a policy of nuclear retaliation if any of its allies are targeted by nuclear weapons. The U.S. just renewed the policy of mutually assured destruction. Correction, renounced the policy of mutually assured destruction and adopted preemptive strike measures. In other words, the West can start a nuclear war anytime it wants. Given its policy of destroying the U.S., that ought to be unsettling. Secret plan outlines the unthinkable. America's post-9/11 nuclear declaration. Incorporation of nuclear capability into conventional systems. The doctrine of mutually assured destruction of the Cold War era has been indefinitely scrapped. Colossal blunder. The NPR 2001 confirms American foreign policy stance. The preemptive use of nukes as a means of self-defense against both nuclear and non-nuclear states. Nuclear weapons are also slated to be used in conventional war theaters, as I have reported. They have been used in the past in Iraq, tactical nukes. They've been used in Lebanon. They even have, it appears, been used in Gaza. Meanwhile, another piece. Is Gaza a new way for the West to wage war? Moon of Alabama, a very thoughtful guy. We've seen a myriad of reports about systematic torture and murder in Israeli concentration camps, aka prisons, for Palestinians. These reports come even from prime media that generally serve as outlets of the ruling class. There are by now so many of these reports, there's no doubt they are real. Inside Israel torture camp for Gaza detainees, strapped down, blindfolded, held in diapers. Israeli whistleblower details abuse of Palestinians in shadowy detention center. Inside the base, where Israel has detained thousands of Gaza, more horrific than Abu Ghraib. Lawyer recounts visit to Israeli detention center. Blindfolded, bound, and beaten. Palestinian tell of Israeli jail abuse. And now, of course, we have them being sodomized and Israeli leaders saying it's just and moral for Israelis to sodomize Palestinian prisoners. Outrageous. Here's Caitlin Johnstone. Israel sure looks like it wants to prevent peace and start a new war. Prevent peace and start a new war. Israel has been on another assassination spree, killing Hamas political leader Ismail Haniyeh Wednesday with an airstrike. That's of last week, while he was in Tehran for the swearing-in of the new Iranian president. Israel also claims to have killed Hezbollah commander Fawad Shakar in an airstrike on Beirut Tuesday. Iran and Lebanon will now have to decide how to respond. And I dare say it is going to happen this time. In rare exception to Paul Craig Roberts, who's so much spot on. Meanwhile, Truth Seeker reports, killing Haniyeh, Netanyahu's only goal is to set the region on fire. This is David Hurst of Middle East Eye.
You can actually measure how far down the road Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli prime minister, has traveled in creating the conditions for a regional war in the speeches of Hassan Nasrallah. 10 months ago, the leader of Hezbollah took a full month to react to Hamas's attack on October the 7th. And even then, he was too circumspect for Hamas's comfort. Nasrallah said Hamas's operation was 100% Palestinian in operation and execution and had no bearing on any decision or move to be taken by any other faction within the resistance axis. Since then, more than 36 senior Hezbollah commanders and some 400 fighters have been killed, largely from two units, its Southern Front and the Radwan unit, Hezbollah's special forces. But this week, Nasrallah's tone changed markedly. Speaking at the funeral of his deputy, Fuad Shukr, and after the assassination of Ismail Haniyeh, the head of Hamas's political bureau, in a bomb in Tehran, Nasrallah said, "To the Israeli army, laugh a little now, but you'll cry a lot, as you don't know what red lines you've crossed. Israel," he said, "will not know where Iran's attack will come from. We've moved beyond just a support front. This is an open battle on all fronts, a new phase." The new phase he's talking about is a war on five fronts, from the Houthis in the south, Hamas in the east, Hezbollah in the north, Iran and Jordan in the east. Nasrallah is not bluffing, and America knows it. Joe Biden has lost control of Netanyahu and has even less control over preventing or mitigating a regional war. But certain things must be clear, even to him. If Netanyahu had any intention of signing a ceasefire deal, he would not have killed Hamas's chief negotiator, nor would he have vowed to keep the Israeli forces in Rafah and the Philadelphia corridor. I don't buy the notion that Netanyahu is in the grip of the messianic right. Long before Itamar Ben-Gvir surfaced as a political force, Netanyahu made the crushing of the Palestinian national cause his life's work. Today, he might think he's on the cusp of his ultimate political achievement as Israel's longest-serving prime minister by dragging the US into a war with Iran. Attacking Iran is by far the most important calculation in Netanyahu's brain, and it's frightening the life out of his generals. From a strategic point of view, Israel's action in killing Haniyeh is madness. This is not my judgment alone, but that used by former Israeli general Amiran Levin, who said that the security forces should have strongly opposed the move. If the Israeli military will not be able to defeat or disable Hamas in Gaza, Israel will need people in Hamas to negotiate with. And they've just killed one of them. Even without a ceasefire, Haniyeh was worth more to Israel alive than dead. Israel could have plausibly argued to a Western audience that it would not surrender Netanyahu and Defense Minister Yoav Gallant to the International Criminal Court in The Hague, while another of those named in the ICC's application for arrest warrants, Haniyeh, was free to live in Qatar. Pressure would have inevitably been applied on Qatar to surrender him and expel the political bureau of Hamas. Now that he's out of the equation, Israel has lost that defense. All this Israel has achieved in killing Haniyeh. What Netanyahu can be sure he has not done is to weaken Hamas. Quite the contrary. Haniyeh, a modest man who lost 60 members of his family, including sons and grandsons, to Israel in this war, will go down as one of Hamas's greatest martyrs. Israel has killed countless Hamas leaders and commanders, and the movement has only grown in recruits, weaponry, and political influence.
Within Ayurveda, Shilaji is the singular substance that towers above all other herbs, herbal minerals, and earth-made adaptogens. Yogavaha refers to substances that have the ability to synergistically make better and carry other substances to its prescribed destination. In the case of Shilaji, most any herb, food, or mineral is amplified with ionic potential, superimposing superior efficacy with increased cellular energy and absorption rates. One of the best applications for Shilaji is to add a drop or two into your favorite herbal tincture and foodstuff. Simply put, Shilaji makes other substances more effective.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Wake up. Stop wasting your own time. Today, my friends, Americans are more pessimistic about the economy than they've been in a very long time. And it can be soul-crushing to work as hard as you possibly can, still not have enough money for all the bills. If you're feeling a tremendous amount of stress about your finances, you ain't alone. According to a recent survey, approximately half the entire population is struggling with mental health issues due to financial stress. 47% of adults say concerns about money have at least occasionally caused anxiety, stress, worrisome thoughts, loss of sleep, depression, or other effects. That according to Bankrate's latest money and mental health survey. Bankrate? Who in the hell is Bankrate? Call Kettle Moraine Limited today at 602-799-8214. 65% of the people say their biggest concern is inflation and rising prices, and nearly 60% say their stress derives from paying for everyday expenses such as groceries, utilities. 56% say they're worried about having enough emergency savings. 47% are most concerned about being in debt. I like the people that are worried about having enough emergency savings. That's another one of the reasons that you should have been buying gold and silver years ago. Stop worrying about what it's worth from day to day. It's up, it's down, it's inside out. You stop worrying about those things. You can call Kettle Moraine at 602-799-8214 for a private consultation. That's 602-799-8214. Protect your money now or forever kiss it goodbye. Call Kettle Moraine Limited today at 602-799-8214.
Some additional stories on Iran-Israel. Putin has asked Iran to avoid civilian casualties. They were going to do that, but believe me, they're going to be thorough in destroying military and strategic targets. Film emerges of workings inside of the Israeli sodomizer prison. This has apparently been going on for quite a long time. Israeli rape of detainees is a result of a society that sees Palestinians as human animals, Fonda Weiss reports. Well, technically speaking, all humans are animals. But the point is, they're treating them as an inferior group. And I think this emerges from their belief in themselves as the chosen people. If you believe you're the chosen people and you have the right to treat any of those who are not chosen, lying, stealing, raping, robbing, killing, sodomizing, it follows you have a group of population, a subpopulation of Earth's population that regards itself as immune from man's law because they claim to be following a higher law, God's law, that entitles them to savage and abuse other human beings. That is unacceptable. That is not what civilization requires. I therefore believe that the Israelis have worn out their welcome on earth. And if, as I am predicting, Israel should be obliterated by the end of this coming weekend, I believe all of humanity can breathe a sigh of relief. Meanwhile, Palestinians in Hebron blocked from receiving medical care. Of course not. They're not deserving. They're subhuman. Malnutrition up 300%, as Muldridge says that Gaza should starve. This is a guy who's declared that it's moral and just to starve 2.3 million Palestinians. I mean, think about it. Think about it. Think about it. How are these people acceptable as members of the human society when they're abusive of other members of human society, treat them in grossly immoral and illegal fashion with impunity because they believe they're entitled to by God? I say, this is a problem for all of humanity and a problem that it would appear can only be solved by inflicting the ultimate punishment upon those individuals who have shown themselves to be relentless, ruthless killers of other human beings without any respect for their rights as human beings. Meanwhile, what's going on in the UK? We have a whole lot of riots taking place. The government is ignoring the real problem, blaming it on the far right. The Guardian has even claimed someone somewhere is trying to guide the anti-stabbing movement to attack Jews, right? Of course, it's anti-Semitism to protest illegals or migrants from stabbing little girls in the UK. How absurd is that? But it's a nice illustration of how far the Jews go to play the victim card. As the UK is dealing with mass riots, the police are focused on arresting people for Facebook posts. Get that? Sounds like our FBI today. They're not out to do real law enforcement, serious investigations. They're out to harass the political enemies of the administration. Meanwhile, does this sound familiar? BBC described violent Birmingham riot as largely peaceful. Largely peaceful. And UK police arrest two pro-Palestinian activists under organized crime laws. Yeah, anyone's out there protesting the slaughter of Palestinians, well, those are obvious enemies of the state. How can they be acceptable? How far have we gone in this mindset of deference to Israel? To hell with that. The Israelis are deserving of condemnation. They put themselves into a position where they have provoked a massive attack upon Israel itself. And that attack appears to be completely lawful, totally moral, and just as a reprisal for the actions that Israel has inflicted on the surrounding states. They're getting what they've been dishing out, and we'll see how they like it. Serious matter. Meanwhile, a poll shows most Americans oppose sending U.S. troops to defend Israel, information liberation. 55% of Americans oppose sending U.S. forces to defend Israel. I think it ought to be zero. Anti-war reports.
I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind, I'll open up the door.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth! You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, this is Sheila with Hempaste by Manutra. Why is Hempaste better than other CBD options on the market? It's important to point out that the common CBD oil does not contain CBDA or CBGA, and they're only found in fresh or raw hemp products, like Hempaste. Hempaste contains the entire plant, minus any stems. This means the product retains the complete genetic code of the plant, which also includes those two vital cannabinoids, CBGA and CBDA. Over and over, experts keep saying the more intact or less processed the hemp plant is, the more effective it is. Happy Hemp Paste.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org. And visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Call 855-656-8872. Mention RBN.
Get More Tank will save you money every month on gas. I'm Dave Von Kleist, and I noticed increased performance after my first tank of gas. My mileage increased by 2.5 miles per gallon, and I'm saving money on every fill-up. Get More Tank is American-made, is used by trucking companies and heavy industry, and is now available to the public. Get More Tank works in any gas or diesel engine, cleans your engine, improves performance, reduces emissions, and you'll feel it every time you step on the gas. If you're an owner-operator, farmer, heavy equipment operator, or use any kind of engine from chainsaws, leaf blowers, lawnmowers, ATVs, you name it. Contractors, electricians, plumbers, painters, lawn service companies, Get More Tank will save you money and extend the life of your equipment. Hey, if you've got an engine, then Get More Tank. Save your money, save your engine, reduce your emissions, and save the earth with GetMoreTank.com. A 5-pack of GetMoreTank.com is only $22.22 plus shipping. Use the promo code Republic Broadcasting and get 10% off. Get More Tank is EPA registered, doesn't void warranties, and results vary. GetMoreTank.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Help! I need somebody. Help! Not just anybody. Help! You know I need someone. Help! More than today. I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone and I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind. I'll open up the doors.
Well, as everybody knows, Kamala has picked up aggressive favorite Tim Walz, who is the governor of Minnesota, to be her running mate. Walz has proven he has the necessary skills and authentic populism to go on offense, calling out the extremist and weird Trump-Vance agenda. I don't know of anything weird about the Trump-Vance agenda, but I know a lot of weird things about the Democrats. In promoting all their transgenderism, all their open borders, all their defunding the police. If you want to know what's weird, look at Democrat politics. Here's a story from Common Dreams, a well-known left-wing website. Democrat nominee Kamala Harris has reportedly selected Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate. A victory for progressives who pushed for Walz over Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. Harris is expected to formally announce. She did yesterday. I watched most of her announcement. I watched all of his presentations. Progressives are energized by Walz's searing critique of the Trump-era Republican Party and his record as Minnesota governor, which includes an unequivocal championing of universal free school meal program, as well as paid medical and financial leave. But let me just say, he also is deeply involved in the George Floyd hoax and all the riots and the arson and the looting that followed. This is a very mixed bag. And there are military who are calling him out for having misrepresented his military background in history. Apparently, he was a sergeant major, which is the highest enlisted rank, and his battalion was about to be deployed to Iraq. So he withdrew. He got out. He claimed he couldn't do it and run for Congress, which was false. It appears to have been an act of cowardice. I don't think this guy's going to get a free ride. And when you know Kamala is already the most left senator when she held that role, picking another guy who's far left, I don't think this is going to go down with the American people very well. Now, we had Jewish Democrats claiming criticism of Shapiro was clearly anti-Semitic. I think that's silly. Now, I missed hearing Shapiro speak, but apparently he's a very effective speaker. He appears to be a very successful politician. Jewish Democrats, this is from The Hill. Jewish Democrats on Capitol Hill are up in arms over the liberal attacks on Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, saying a potential vice presidential pick had been unfairly maligned merely because he's a leading Jewish candidate for the position. A number of voices on the left have gone after Shapiro over his position on the Israel-Hamas war, accusing the 51-year-old governor of blindly supporting Israel's aggressive military campaign at the expense of tens of thousands of Palestinians who've been killed, and have labeled him Genocide Josh. Well, I don't doubt he deserves that. But he's being paired up with an idiot. Listen to this. Listen to this.
Burdened by what has been. What can be. Unburdened by what has been. What can be. Unburdened by what has been. What can be unburdened by what has been. What can be unburdened by what has been. What we can see, what we believe can be unburdened by what has been. What 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 can be unburdened by what has been. Who we can be unburdened by who we have been. What can be unburdened by what has been. Where we can be unburdened by where we have been and unburdened by where we are right now. What can be unburdened by what has been. What can be unburdened by what has been. What can be unburdened by what has been. What could be unburdened by what had been. What can be unburdened by what has 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 been. Unburdened by what has been. Believing in what can be. What can be unburdened by what has been. 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 What could be.
When I played this on my show earlier today on the Raw Deal, Russ Winter said, stop, stop, I can't take it anymore. That's only altogether a 4-minute clip of this utter airhead, this blithering idiot. How would you like 4 years of that on your television every single day? Think about it. Unbelievable. Meanwhile, Trump's claim that Kamala, you know, used to be black portends. This is coming from Oons.com, One Drop Ruse, Steve Saylor. About three decades ago, California political legend Willie Brown introduced Donald Trump to his latest mistress, Kamala Harris, when Trump gave Willie and his entourage a lift on his jet so he could ask advice from the expert himself on how to get around California's notorious regulations on a hotel deal he was pondering. It appears Trump made the not unreasonable snap judgment that Willie's nice-looking young beige woman of indeterminate ethnicity with a Hindu first name must be a South Asian. Years later, when Trump would see headlines celebrating Kamala as the first black woman, this or that, he didn't wonder what the full story must be and how he'd gotten it not quite right. Kamala's racial ancestry is half Talmud Brahmin and on her Indian mother's side, while on her middle class mulatto Jamaican father's side, she's roughly one quarter white and one quarter black. Her Stanford professor father is the kind of person who's referred to as black in America and white in Jamaica. Instead, Trump being Trump, he seemed to have assumed that his memory was, of course, perfect, and therefore she must be pulling a fast one. Well, she's pulling a fast one. It's got nothing to do with Trump's memory being perfect. She has claimed to be all these different things. It's really outrageous and insulting, and she even adopts different accents when she's meeting different groups, including a Southern accent if she thinks that she's dealing with individuals from a Southern state. I mean, it's ridiculous and it's insulting. And that's what the Democrats have dished up for us. Meanwhile, Paul Craig Roberts very reasonably asked, why did America give away its manufacturing job? This was under Bill Clinton NAFTA. Rush Pro warned us that giant sucking sound you hear is all those jobs going south. They have never returned. Not long ago, a couple publishers asked about my memoirs. I told them I had no intent. Memoirs are an enormous undertaking, especially when your files haven't been organized for the purpose. Moreover, many of mine have been discarded in moves. When you've lived as long as I have and been involved in so many major issues, files are a voluminous collection. Moreover, I've always been had a jaundiced eye toward memoirs, being unsure whether they are merely an exercise in egotism. In the past times, I think memoirs, even if they were attempts to control the narrative, have something done for us, or something done for us today by the CIA and woke media and universities, but still made information available that otherwise would have died with a person. I find this a bit sobering, as a great deal of information is going to die with me. Despite all the winnowing of my files, I still have 25 crates. I did nothing else for a year. I might get through them to organize the information. I need at least two assistants. I barely touched the crates and already found important matters long forgotten. In 2004, New York Democrat Chuck Schumer and I opened New York with a jointly authored column in the New York Times. We raised the offshoring issue. American manufacturing jobs and tech jobs of American professionals were being sent to Asia. We posed a question of job offshoring where free trade, as economists claim, was free trade any longer in America's interest? My position was that jobs offshoring is a contradiction of free trade, and Schumer was still in his idealistic myriad. When he was concerned about the displacement of American labor by foreign labor, in the production of goods and services that Americans consume. Good stuff. Meanwhile, another squad member has been ousted for Congress. Cori Bush has lost her primary. Some may celebrate, but I'm not among them. I think the squad has played an important role by raising issues that were contrary to the predominant view. I mean, I'm telling you, they have done America good, but the Zionists, who won't brook any criticism, have gone all out to defeat her. They spent a staggering amount of money on this effort. Representative Cori Bush, on Tuesday, became the second member of the far-left anti-Israel squad to lose her congressional seat to a challenger. decision desk headquarters called the race for St. Louis County prosecuting attorney Wesley Bell at just 9 p.m. local time, with over 40% of the vote tallied. For Bell led Bush by double digits, 54.9 to 41.8. I don't think he was necessarily the better candidate, but the amount of money they spent here, staggering. No doubt I'll return to the point. Meanwhile, Harvard loses its bid to toss a lawsuit over campus anti-Semitism. Remember, it's supposed to be anti-Semitic. Those protesters were supposed to be anti-Semitic when they were pro-Palestine and anti-genocide. Harvard, on August 6th, that would be yesterday, lost its bid to throw out a lawsuit accusing university officials of ignoring discrimination against Jewish students and breaching university policies with their handling of pro-Palestinian protests. Facts outlined in the suit, brought by a Jewish student and a nonprofit with students who stand against anti-Semitism, show that Harvard failed its Jewish students. I doubt that very much. U.S. District Judge Richard Stern said in a 25-page decision, Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 bars universities who receive federal funds, including Harvard, from intentionally discriminating against students on the ground of their national origin. Those protesters were not doing that. This is really, in my opinion, outrageous. More protection for the Zionist zealots in America, which I object to on every ground. Meanwhile, I reported yesterday how I found it disconcerting that you have B-52s in Romania. The Russians are going to have to deal with that. They're going to have to take them out. They're going to have to destroy every single one, just as with the F-16s, which are also nuclear capable. But the plan to keep B-52s flying is getting even pricier. The Air Force thus has brought in a former Pentagon official to help negotiate with Boeing, Dayton, Ohio. The Air Force complex effort to put new engines and radars on its 1960s era B-52 Stratofortress is running billions of dollars over budget. The service wants to upgrade the venerable bomber so it keep in flight for another three decades, to serve alongside the B-2 radar and the B-1 Lancer and the stealth bombers retire in the early 2030s. That's a losing proposition. It's going to cost a stunning amount of money. Meanwhile, General Dynamics, if you got in doubt whether war is profitable, has now secured a new massive contract for U.S. Navy Block 6 Virginia submarines. General Dynamics Electric Boat has received a potential $1.3 billion contract modification to procure long lead time materials for the U.S. Navy Virginia class Block 6 submarines. The deal supports a Pentagon effort to employ a 21st century capable nuclear-powered fast attack fleet to replace the Navy's aging Los Angeles-class submarines. Work for the contract will be conducted in California and multiple other states. Associate tasks are scheduled for completion by September of 2025. Well, if we're going to war with Russia, we better have something we can do, some material to fight the war, because our military most certainly cannot do it. It's gone woke. It's lost all of its resources. It can't make its quotas. Who wants to join a military with pink tanks and tutus and gay, you know, do showers with gays and transgenders? How grotesque. Meanwhile, with the economy collapsing, a colossal Boeing Starliner failure leaves astronauts stranded on the space station. SpaceX to the rescue? With the economy collapsing, geopolitical tensions threatening outright war and an historic election on the horizon, one could be forgiven for missing one of the more interesting and portentous stories unfolding in the news, namely the fact that two NASA astronauts seem to be stranded on the International Space Station as a result of the legendary incompetence of Boeing's Starliner spacecraft. Futurism writes, with two astronauts still stranded in space for weeks, officials at the agency have insisted the troubled Boeing Starliner, plagued with technical issues, can take the two explorers back to Earth. Well, then why haven't they already? An unnamed retired astronaut tells The Atlantic the obvious truth is NASA has been dancing around since the beginning of the space boondock. It's just too risky right now.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel the difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people.
two final stories. This boxer is male. IBA holds press conference to address Olympic gender issue. This is just disgusting beyond words. Steve Watson reporting. The International Boxing Association had a press conference Monday and categorically confirmed that the two fighters currently participating in Olympics winning women's boxing are male because they failed a previous gender chromosome test. As we've highlighted, a future has erupted. A furor has erupted over Lin Yuting of Taiwan and Iman Khilaf of Algeria, who are both now in the semifinals of the women's boxing in Paris. Both fighters were previously disqualified from competing in the women's category by the IBA. My understanding is the Olympic decided on the basis of their passports, even though they'd failed a DNA test. How outrageous is that? Thus, a sequel. Boxer who failed gender test advances to gold medal match after dominating another female opponent. A boxer who's failed past gender eligibility test has taken down another female opponent at the Paris Olympics and has easily advanced to the gold medal match scheduled for Friday. Ismail Khayaf of Algeria dominated female boxer Jen Jamson Susawananang of Thailand 5-0 in the semifinal Tuesday. Susawananang was pounded with punches in the third round and took a standing 8-count. Thus far in the Paris Olympics, Khayaf has won every single round on every judge's card. Khayaf and Ling Tae-young of Taiwan both failed gender tests in 2019 and 2023 per the International Boxing Association. A blood test in 2019 showed the fighters had inconsistent results, suggesting the blood work was inconsistent with that of a female. IBA CEO Chris Roberts said during the press conference Monday that another test revealed the fighter demonstrated the chromosomes we refer to in competition rules that make both boxers ineligible. They were both disqualified from the 2023 World Championship. Notably, Susawananang and Khayaf fought during the tournament before Khayaf's disqualification, where he won that match too. Opponents of Khayaf and Lin have spoken out about having to fight the boxers. Angela Carini of Italy, for example, called her match unjust before later walking back the comment, no doubt under pressure from the Olympic Committee. Hungarian fighter Anny Luka Hamoni, who lost to Khayaf, published numerous posts on social media that related to his being a man before the fight. This is disgusting beyond words.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to the second hour of Authentic News right here on RBN Live, the 7th day of August, 2024, where I take your calls. Right now, we have one caller, but I'm delighted. It's Cheryl from Florida. Cheryl, join the conversation.
Yeah, good afternoon, Dr. Fetzer. I am calling because in the last 30 minutes, Scott Ritter's home in New York has been raided by the FBI and by the state police, and he is under some sort of federal investigation. I'm thinking it could be because of his appearance on Judge Napolitano's show a couple of days ago, where he revealed that we only have 452,000 people in our military, and when asked how that would fare up against the military in Iran, he said, well, they have a military of about 5 million. So that...
well, see ya.
And, you know, and I'll tell you something else. The Russian military is standing at about 5 million, too, when you add up the Belarusian military and the CTSO militaries, which they have now called up because of the invasion into Crimea down at, the Ukrainians invaded Crimea. They're saying that they're using American weapons, so they blame us, of course, and that this is a British-American operation. Putin says he sees this as an act of war. So they have... They're evacuating 6,000 Russians from that region right now that's under attack. It's the Kerch region. They're evacuating the residents there, and it's very serious fighting going on there. But it is an invasion into Russia. So I don't know how we're going to handle that with 452,000 people in the military, and we're all over the planet, and, you know, we're going to be fighting all these other people, too. I don't know how we're going to deal with that. Do you?
That's a perfect illustration of how if you speak the truth in America, you're liable to be hammered by the government. They don't want the truth to be known. That's why I have this ridiculous lawsuit against me. And look what's happening to Scott Ritter and a whole host of others. It's outrageous, Cheryl. Outrageous. By the way, I want to compliment you. I want to compliment you for being so good at delivering the latest breaking news. I really appreciate it. Your reporting about Las Vegas was sensational and right on the mark. I mean, not only do you give us a report, that the pilot coming in explained he had to return to Las Vegas because he had a dead body aboard, which would have been not necessary unless a dead body were that of Biden. And the very next thing we know, there's this withdrawal statement that's not on White House stationery that has a forged signature. The next thing we know, we got a new Joe Biden who's 4 inches taller. And by the way, my sources, I have sources who read an email they weren't supposed to read that have informed me that it's actually being played now by Jim Carrey. And so he should have been shorter than Benjamin Netanyahu. Now he's taller. Jill used to come up halfway up his skull. Now he has a whole head taller. Go ahead, Cheryl. Give me any additional thoughts. You are wonderful.
Oh, thank you. You are, too. I'll tell you what. You've got the best callers and the best show on the radio. You really do. And you you report the truth. You get the information out there. I have been trying, too, to get the information out about that meeting that's going on at the UN next month, too, because it's so important that we try and fight this. But, you know, no one's interested. I can't get any interest anywhere.
Cheryl, so you're talking about that agenda for the future.
Yes.
Let me tell you what puzzles me. Yeah. I know it would abolish automobiles, virtually private ownership. You're going to have a carbon footprint. It's all based on the myth, the global warming hoax. And it's supposed to begin implementation the following month. I mean, how insane is that? But
they're already going to take.
Go ahead. Cheryl, we lost you. We couldn't hear you. Say that again.
I said they're taking our plastic forks, too.
Even taking our plastic forks. Well, yeah, automobiles.
Yeah, remember, he banned them yesterday.
Automobiles are by far our most important form of freedom, freedom of movement, freedom to get around, you know, association, transportation. So that's why they've been going after gasoline and oil, even though it's produced naturally by Earth. It is not a fossil fuel. It's produced naturally by Earth. There's a superabundance. An endless supply of oil is produced naturally by Earth. So it should be an era where gas and oil predominate. We have all these wonderfully efficient gas and oil engines all over the place. They won't even let us, you know, as they've done in California, use gas-powered snow blowers or leaf blowers. I mean, it's insanity, absolute insanity, Cheryl.
Communism.
It is. Of course it is. But see, what I don't understand is how could there be any arrangement whereby Americans could forfeit all those rights simply by an agreement with a president, the executive? He doesn't have the authority to throw away and trash the Constitution and our rights. This is probably the problem. People don't see how it's even possible.
Okay, I understand this. I'm going to tell you this because I haven't looked for it yet. But this morning I heard that there is a leaked interview between Obama and David Axelrod, and Obama is saying that he's the one running the government. And so I have not gone looking for that interview yet, but I'm told it's out there somewhere. And there's a cabal of people running it. I think you're looking at Samantha Power, you're looking at Victoria Nuland, you're looking at Obama, and a few other people that are running the government. It's not what we think it is.
Yeah, well, I agree with that, Cheryl, completely. I just don't see how how this UN thing could affect America so profoundly, unless it went through some ratification process through the Senate, and I haven't heard a word about it. I mean, it just sounds so preposterous. I mean, I was on with Dr. Rima just on Sunday, and she was talking about it, and I agree it's serious, and I've reported about it. But I'm baffled as to how it could possibly be authentic. That's the catch. Can you help me out?
Well, let me ask you this. How can the North American Union be authentic when that's why our borders are open? Biden signed that in Mexico, and that's why our borders are open. He signed that agreement right after he went into office. And so technically, we are part of the North American Union. We are not.
Well,
you know, just like the United
see, that's
States.
Not, that is not known. That is not known to the public. That's not public knowledge. And I worry about that. The whole idea of a North American Union was, in my opinion, absurd from the beginning. But I've never heard once the explanation we have open borders because we're part of the North American Union. They've been acting as though we were part of the North American Union. I grant that. But that we should actually be is another question, and you know. But you're raising raising a lot of great issues.
Well, I have a lot of questions, and how can a man who has not signed any kind of oath of office and who is not legitimately holding that office legislate from the executive branch when legislation is supposed to go through the legislative branch? How can he continue to legislate through the executive branch by just posting something to the Federal Register and it being considered law when he has no virtual or real authority to do so? I don't understand. How can he continually bypass the legislative process?
Spot on. You're talking about reasons why we may have to overthrow this government because it has become totally tyrannical and corrupt, Cheryl. Your calls are wonderful. They're precious little gems. I want you to keep them coming. And if you get that interview with Obama and Axelrod, it sounds totally plausible to me. Obama being the guy running it. I mean, Biden was incompetent. Kamala's incompetent. They want that, to have a front person out there so Obama can do his dirty deeds behind the scene. He's going to go down as the greatest traitor to America in our history. Barack Hussein Obama.
Yeah, and now for the next few months, we got to listen to Kamala's cackling and the tampon Tim. And, you know, the sainted George Floyd and all this crap.
I haven't mentioned the tampon Tim, and that's because he decided to put tampon dispensers in boys' rooms in schools in Minnesota. I mean, how ridiculous is that?
No. It's terrible. It's crazy. The whole place is crazy, Doctor.
Keep them coming, Cheryl. Keep them coming. I appreciate your
call. I have one more. Let me have one more thing.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I think it was James Lindsay. He said that phrase that Kamala keeps using, that unburdened by what has been.
Yeah.
James Lindsay says that is a typical Marxist ideology. Unburdened by what has been. That's Marxism.
I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised at all. She's a clown. She's vacuous, airhead, worthless, has no role in government, no proper role. It's just disgusting. Cheryl, thanks.
It is.
Keep them coming.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Paul in New Jersey. Paul, join the conversation.
Hello, Mr. Fetzer.
Go for it.
Fetzer. For one, they should take the plastic forks away. They're not biodegradable. They shouldn't, you know. We have environmental problems. You know, plastics break down into microplastics, and then before you know it, it's in your bowels.
So I take it you're voting for Kamala.
You know me. I'll be voting for writing in Thomas Massie because he's the only politician out there who is pro America first.
Okay.
Now listen, I wanted to call about Alex Jones. He about a month ago did a piece about John Stossel, or John Stossel did the piece, and Alex Jones and Elon Musk commented about it.
Go ahead.
And you see, they think there's a big depopulation problem. Now, the fact of the matter is, because Elon Musk is a billionaire, he can't really come out in public and say the depopulation problem is just the low birth rate among whites and Asians. You can't say that because then that would offend all the potential brown and black customers around the world and hurt their feelings, and then they're going to boycott his cars. And the same goes for Alex Jones. If he offends, you know, his part of his audience, he's going to lose that audience. So in a sense, people who make money like that, they can't really be fully honest. They're beholden to their customer base, you know? But the fact of the matter is, a lot, you know, like when it comes to Musk and Jones, you know, they have this anxiety about losing their low-wage servants and low-wage strippers, claiming that we're all going to go extinct. You know what I mean? That's what they claim. We're all going extinct. There's a global conspiracy to depopulate the world. Last I checked, I don't see any depopulation, Mr. Fetzer. You know, the population over the past, I think it's since 1970, has doubled from 4 billion to 8 billion. So there's no depopulation. Also, if you look at it in terms of biomass, right? The most common life forms in the planet are insects and then fish. And there's only one or two animals in the world that outnumber humans, Mr. Fetzer, and that is chickens. There's about 19 billion chickens. And the chickens exist because of human food. That's why there's so many chickens to feed up. And then, of course, there's mice and brown rats, all right, which really you can't really count. And again, mice and rats are the result of humans. They live near humans. They mooch off humans. So we make the ecosystems for these animals. So really, when you think about it, in biomass terms, you know, 8 billion humans, and you multiply by an average weight of maybe 120 pounds, and you're talking, there's a lot of human flesh on this planet. And just to provide more perspective, there's 1.4 billion cattle. And again, that's to feed humans. There's 1.1 billion sheep, again, for humans. There's about 900 million dogs. Again, those numbers are inflated because humans like them. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm waiting to get to your bottom line. How does this all add up, Paul? What is the point you're making here? I mean, I'm enjoying this. I'm finding it interesting. I'm waiting for the punch.
Well, there's 800 million pigs, again, humans, and 700 million cats against humans. So my point is, there's no real depopulation. The world is filled with humans. We have plenty of humans on the planet, but whites, and, you know, for a while you're not so tribal until, like, in UK, when they flood the country with immigrants from mostly Islamic countries, then all of a sudden they get anxiety about depopulation, you know. And even then, it's not the working class that has these worries about depopulation. Trust me, the white British would love to see the brown migrants all leave en masse and leave the place empty. It's the ruling class who does that, right? Now, another more proof of why they're the ones who have the anxiety issues, not really the working class, because if there's a shortage of labor, wages go up, and that's a good thing. If there's a shortage of population, right, housing prices go down, and that's a good thing. Another thing that benefits the working class. But the wealthy, they're the ones behind the migrations. It's not them and the Zionists who wreck these Middle Eastern countries. But it's not really the working class in any of these countries in Asia or in Europe or the United States and elsewhere that want these migrants. Deep down, most people don't want migration. Now, a few other facts to prove the fact that we are overpopulated is by figuring out where the endangered species are, right? And the fact is, the top 10 nations with endangered species are Madagascar, Ecuador, Mexico, Brazil, Indonesia, Malaysia, United States, Australia, Philippines, and Colombia. Notice, of those 10 nations, only two of them are considered white nations, the United States and Australia. And they're being flooded by migrants, right, which are causing loss of habitat and endangering the species that live in those areas. And so really, even when it comes to endangered species, that's really the result of the populations in brown and black nations throughout the world. So I think these guys, the public pundits, like Musk and Jones, who are concerned about depopulation, let's be honest about it. They're just worried about white depopulation in white countries. And they really should step up and just be more against mass migration of non-whites into these white countries. But like I said, they're beholden to money. They can't talk about it honestly.
Paul, I like that. I think you're very good at marshaling arguments and facts. I found that extremely interesting. Everything you were reporting here, I'm very glad. Thanks for the call. Did you want to add a final thought?
One last thing is I have another set of statistics ready. This is about who puts plastic in the ocean.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's a big problem. And again, yes, it's coming from nations of color. It goes from the top down. It goes India, China, Indonesia, Brazil, Thailand, Mexico, Egypt. United States comes in at eighth, and then Japan and United Kingdom. So again,
yeah.
The problem isn't overpopulation. Paul. The problem is people of color overpopulation.
Paul, thanks. Paul, thanks. We've hit it. Thanks, Paul. Very interesting call. I look forward to your next. We'll be right back with Layla.
Get More Tank will save you money every month on gas. I'm Dave Von Kleist, and I noticed increased performance after my first tank of gas. My mileage increased by 2.5 miles per gallon, and I'm saving money on every fill-up. Get More Tank is American-made, is used by trucking companies and heavy industry, and is now available to the public. Get More Tank works in any gas or diesel engine, cleans your engine, improves performance, reduces emissions, and you'll feel it every time you step on the gas. If you're an owner-operator, farmer, heavy equipment operator, or use any kind of engine from chainsaws, leaf blowers, lawnmowers, ATVs, you name it. Contractors, electricians, plumbers, painters, lawn service companies, Get More Tank will save you money and extend the life of your equipment. Hey, if you've got an engine, then Get More Tank. Save your money, save your engine, reduce your emissions, and save the earth with GetMoreTank.com. A 5-pack of GetMoreTank.com is only $22.22 plus shipping. Use the promo code Republic Broadcasting and get 10% off. Get More Tank is EPA registered, doesn't void warranties, and results vary. GetMoreTank.com.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Layla, it's always a pleasure, and under these circumstances, there's no one I'd rather hear from than you. Go right ahead.
We lost Layla.
We lost Layla? Oh, that's too bad. Rick in Arizona. Rick, join the conversation.
Yeah, good afternoon there, Dr. Fetzer. I got three things I want to quickly talk about.
Sure.
Number one, I've never seen Governor Walz at the wall and Israel kissing the wall. I've never heard him say Israel is our ally. Israel has a right to exist. I've never heard him say that, and I'm very well up on Minneapolis-St. Paul politics. I don't blame Walz for jumping out and getting away from going to the Iraq war by, you know, he had this thing where if he did this, this, and this, he would get this promotion. He decided he didn't want that promotion, and then he left. I'll tell you why. For 8 years, I took the bus in a big city. I didn't have a car. And after the Iraq War was up and humming, I started seeing these gimps in wheelchairs without arms and legs clogging up the bus stops.
Yes.
Okay? So I don't blame him for that, okay? I'm not going to vote for him, but him and Harris are talking a lot of good stuff. But he's not going to get, well, look, 8 years ago, you're not going to get elected on gun control. But they're out there saying right there on the stump, we're going to have red flag laws and we're going to take away assault weapons. But we're going after the landlords. We're going after Wall Street for price gouging. People want to hear this type of thing. Okay? I don't know. Trump against Biden, I would say for sure Trump's going to win. I just don't know about this. I wouldn't make any bets personally on this way it is now. My next thing I want to quickly talk about is there isn't going to be a war with Iraq and Iran or Iran and Israel. That's not going to happen. I'll tell you why. There's no way this country's ruling class can handle Gold Star families coming back in caskets with flags draped over them, with Israel being the number one reason why they came back. It's not going to happen. In fact, all this crap about them moving troops into the Middle East is to keep Israel from starting a war. Believe me, they're not telling you the truth on TV about this. The Americans and in Iran, Iran does not want a war. They will take these casualties that Israel doles out to them as a business expense to stay out of war. War is just too big of a deal, and I just don't see Iran doing it. They've had so many decades to do it. I don't see them doing it now. That's all I got to say.
Well, Rick, I sure appreciate a dissenting point of view. Why did Iran go to the UN then and notify the United Nations that under the Article 51 of the UN Charter, they were going to launch a retaliatory strike against Israel? Why do you think they did that?
I don't know, but believe it when you see it.
Okay. Rick, we'll believe it when we see it. I think that's just fine. Layla, I'm delighted you're back. I was so looking forward to having your comments, given the circumstances we're in. Layla, the mic is yours.
I was able to hear what Rick had to say, because I think the reason that Iran went to the UN to say that it is going to launch a retaliatory strike is the very logic of avoiding a war. Because if they acted on their own, it would be aggressive. Whereas if they do it with consent under an established international rule, then it is not an aggression. It is a response. And it can be contained. Israel will not then have an excuse for escalation. However, in the midst of chaos, anything can happen. Nobody wants a war, logically, except the few ruling psychos in Israel, and that idiot Blinken and his bimbo sidekick, Kamala Harris, and her husband, and those people, and the Hillary Rodham Clinton, all of these people, they are the only psychos that want a war, because they're simply not, they're just not logical. But before I say anything else, there's one thing that does bother me terribly. It seems many times when I do call in, after I've called in, someone who calls himself Alexander, who apparently used to call under a different name, calls in to find something to contradict me. He said she was Palestinian. In the past, he said she was Palestinian. Now she says she's from Bethlehem. Hey, idiot, Alexander, Bethlehem is in Palestine. And prior to the creation of Palestine as a nation state, of its own accord with its own internal administration under the British mandatory authority, it never existed as a nation state. It was a spiritual place. And it was created by the Romans, as the Zionists claim, it was created by the Romans to punish all of the tribes, not only those who call themselves Jews, but all of the tribes who were resisting once again domination by an empire, the Roman Empire, the most vile of them all. It was first the Sumerians, then the Akkadians, then the Assyrians.
Layla, we've hit a break, but I'm carrying you over. Having you back, I'm so glad. I'm not going to let you go. Stand by. We'll be right back with Layla.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Health Simple with Colorado Shilajit, FacBit number 2. In Ayurvedic pharmacology, Shilajit is the king, Raja Yoga Vahayana. Raja Yana is one of the comprehensive disciplines of Ayurveda. It comprises of specialized uses of herbal minerals to achieve the optimum state of health. Raja Yana is a path to achieve homeostasis and thus retarding the process of aging and the prevention of diseases. Shilajit stands alone as the king herbal mineral over all other earth-made substances. Within Raja Yana, Shilajit is the ultimate substance that improves quality of plasma and blood. Thus, it strengthens and promotes health to all tissues of the body. Legit Shilajit, like Colorado Shilajit, is as the literal Sanskrit translation implies. Shilajit is the conqueror of mountains and the destroyer of weakness.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Here come old flat top, here come grooving up slowly. Got juju eyeball, he want holy roller. He got hair down to his knee. Got to be a joker, he just do what he please.
I think your point about why Iran went to the UN under Article 51 is exactly right, Layla. I mean, you made it crystal clear. Please do continue.
Absolutely. They have been desperately avoiding fighting, but it's in their tradition. If you go back, I started to list only a small amount of all the different empires that trampled through that eastern coast of the Mediterranean, known as Canaan, a part of which was a region called Peleshet, Palestine, in English, and that they were always trampled from Egypt up into Anatolia, and from there into what became Iraq, and Persia, everybody was constantly trampling through there because they wanted to control that East Coast. Location, location, location. They wanted domination of the West, the Mediterranean Sea, and back out to the Atlantic, and also to the East and into India. It was prime real estate. Those who say it was abandoned desert are misinformed. When God created, if you believe the Old Testament or any of the writings, when God created the earth, each day he sat back and said, and it is good. He was satisfied with what he did on the 6 days, and he relaxed on the seventh. So there is nothing that should be disregarded. Nothing should be called insignificant desert. That is a violation of the most, anyone who believes in the concept of a God. Now, I believe in a God that does not have a human mind, a human consciousness, and human pettiness. That, to me, is satanic, and that is what we're now seeing in those who are running Palestine. They themselves, who claim to be Jews, admit that from the very beginning, although they claim they are indigenous, their very first story was that they invaded. And how did they do it? God helped them by making the sun stop, or making the moon cover the sun, so that they could invade Jericho, Jadesh, which is below sea level, just like the Dead Sea. This is probably the closest we get to the center of the earth. But anyway, back to Alexander. He also attacked Renee. He just dislikes strong women. So Alexander, try some tubal ligation. Not the kind they use to make women, not the kind. Try it on your vocal cords. Tie up your vocal cubes. Time up and shut up. When you call in, if you're impoverished for ideas, do not call in to defame someone else or contradict someone else. Bethlehem is in Palestine. But because Bethlehem is so important to my very self-perception, my being, my existence, that is how I define my being. I am a Tezhaniya. I am not simple, because the Palestinians are a conglomeration of people from around the world, from all those empires who invaded, including the French under Napoleon, and so many other Egyptians and so many other Europeans and the Visigoths and all of the others around the world. They are a conglomeration of people. Now, over the last 100 years, they have intermarried with one another. And one of the reasons for that is Islam. Now, I share the concern about too many Muslims coming into this country. Islam is indiscriminate in who can become a Muslim. All you have to say to become a Muslim is, it's called the Shahada. There is one God, and Muhammad is his prophet. That's it. That's all you have to say to be a Muslim. And then suddenly you're part of what is called the Ummah, and you are under their... That's why there's so much infighting within the Muslims, because they are not one people. They do not even have a consistent philosophy. However, amongst those who are a type of Muslim is the peaceful Iranians, whose tradition comes from the very first known monotheistic religion, Zarathustra, in Greek, Zoroaster, in the ancient Farsi, in the ancient Persian language, Aramaic. So that is why they have that. And you can look at Cyrus the Great, the Achaemenid. He was the most benevolent ruler, even when he was running an empire, the biggest empire in the world, on which all the other empires designed their structure. But anyway, what is going to happen? Forgive me, we talk about bread and circuses while chaos ensues. The circus right now is the Olympics. Why the hell are we even having Olympics? And then debating over male, female? We are in the midst of self-destruction. There are only men and there are women. There are people in between. They are to be pitied, shown compassion, and helped to adapt to their differences. But they cannot be dictating to us.
Give us your assessment of how this is going to play out. I take it you agree with me. Iran is going to hit Israel and hit it very hard, what then happens?
It has to hit them hard or else it's lost all self-respect and no one will ever look at Iran with any respect again. It's now obvious the Israelis killed Raisi in that helicopter crash. It is obvious that there is somebody inside the Secret Service within Iran at the very top who was able to make the murder of Ismail Haniyeh. There has to be somebody on the inside. So there's going to be a deep internal cleansing within Iran. But what will they do? They will have to hit hard. And Israel will use any excuse to hit back even harder. Their very origin comes from the Joshua concept. We own the world. God does what we tell him. When we tell God to stop, block out the sun, he will do it. God takes orders from us. We argue with him, even though the Aramean Yaqub suddenly called himself Israel, according to their writings. Remember, those books were written with human hands or the printing press. Those books are not God's word. If God wanted to talk to us, he would not need different languages and put them in print and then find a distribution system that he puts in the control of the money Jews. So God's word is something that is about peace and acceptance.
I've got five other callers lined up, but I want you to call every day now. As this is going on, I want you to call every day. I want you to call tomorrow and the day after. I want you to be here and give us your perspective. Okay. It's invaluable.
One last word.
Yes.
For anyone,
yes.
Anyone, especially you Baptist Christians, you hypocrite pieces of garbage, if you say that the Jews are God's chosen people, you defame God, you shame him, and you elevate Satan. What? You belong in hell.
Tell us what you really think, Layla, okay?
I
look forward to hearing from you tomorrow. I can't wait. Cynthia in California. Cynthia, join the conversation.
Hi, Professor Fetzer. Well, I've just sent something to your Moonrock Books address because I don't think your EDU one is working. The tip is two tips. One of them is from Harry the Greek, who I'm going to quote Robert David Steele here, that anyone is capable of giving you 90% truth and 10% trash. Everybody makes mistakes. But Harry is asserting that a May 21 congressional bill that passed makes it a felony to refuse the COVID vaccine. And I'm a little doubtful about that one, but didn't have time to go to the library and pull up that act. I've been holding something like that by now. But
listen about the address, just to make it clear, the address, you probably have a missing period. It should be jfetzer@d.umn.edu.
I did have part of that missing. Okay.
Yeah, the address has been working fine. Yeah, go ahead and resend her, but you are got to come into jim@moonrockbooks.com. That's fine.
Right,
that's fine.
Right. So if that actually was snuck into the bill and hidden to us somehow, this would be a perfect opportunity to get your sheriff aware of it and have him call a press conference and state whether he will or will not allow
The government can't be legislating experimental medical procedures. That's just insane. I mean, that would be a good reason to toss the whole damn government. I'm glad you mentioned it, Cynthia, on the off chance you could have it right. That's just disgusting.
Well, Congress actually makes a lot of things criminal that they do not have the constitutional right to do.
Yeah.
These are 10th Amendment issues.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So the other tip I have is that
Yeah. And they're often eventually found to be unconstitutional, but the damage has been done in the meanwhile. So you're spot on. Good.
The other tip I have comes from the MG show, which had a lot of fluff and stuff they consider humor, and it's boring to listen to. And every once in a while, there's a pearl. And they're claiming that Governor Walz, in his ancestry, there's a Rothschild.
Yep, I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised. We're going to be learning a lot about this guy, mark my words. Cynthia, thank you for another excellent call. James in Vancouver. James, join the conversation.
Hi, I think we lost James, too.
Oh, we lost James. Okay, Andy in Texas. Andy, you're on.
Hey, all right, great. So our girlfriend from Canada, you know, she used to have a show. I mean, John gave her a show at 9 o'clock on Sunday nights and whatnot, and she had her own show and stuff, and it's just terrible that she didn't follow through with it. But having said all that, isn't this interesting that we are all putting our baseball cards, our football cards, our card cards, all on Donald Trump and or Camilla? I mean, we're just putting all of our cards on all of this stuff. And this is the best that 350 million people, we're living in this country.
Disgusting.
It's the best that we could. Yeah, it is.
Yes,
it is.
Disgusting. Remember, Cheryl said that Obama's running the shop behind the scenes, so he doesn't want somebody significant out there. He wants to keep doing it. I swear. He's going to go down as the greatest villain in all of American history, just a despicable cad who wrecked the country. Barack Obama. Finish up. Give us another thought here, Andy. Give us your further thoughts.
Well, no, the funny part of it is that we're all acceptable to this. We're like, this is just cool. You know, we got Donald Trump. You know, no offense to Tom in Florida, but he calls up and he keeps talking about how Donald Trump's going to kick some ass once he gets in there and stuff. No, he's not. It doesn't work that way. None of this stuff works the way that you think it works. It just doesn't work that way. And that's the hopium that's all around our country right now, is people that got hopium. Oh, Donald Trump!
Yeah.
There we go.
I think you're right. There's a lot of hopium out there, Andy. Give us a final thought.
Well, my final thought would be, hey, people, actually look at what your life is right now and see if you can't find some other way to make it still be your life right now. Thank you, Fetzer.
Very thoughtful, Andy. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. I'm glad we got James in Vancouver back. James, share your thoughts.
Yeah, I just want to say that I think that they're going to use Kamala to be the one to press the button if it needs pressing, because I think Donald Trump would be slightly reticent to press the button should the big day come. You know what I mean by the button, right?
You're talking about launching a nuclear war.
Well, yeah, because look at the way she talks and acts. She'll be laughing, saying, well, it's okay. I get to go down in the bunker.
She's a complete idiot. A complete idiot. Have no doubt about it. There's just no way around it.
Deep state wants that. See?
Well, maybe Obama. Maybe Obama wants it. It's just a disgrace.
Be true, too.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. What does Obama think of his sweet mother, Stanley Ann Dunham? Has he ever made any comments on the record?
I don't know enough, but he's got that memoir, you know. I think there are a couple of books out there that would explain or address that question. So, I mean, I can't answer the question. But I'm sure the answer's out there. I don't think it's a mystery. You might even find it on the internet. No. Just pose the question, see what happens, James.
Right. Well, you're familiar with the writings of the psychiatrist R.D. Lang, right? And his research into how families evolve into schizophrenics because of family pressures. You see, I think that there's
I don't think Brock is schizophrenic. I think Brock is evil. I think he's a very bad man. Well, that's why. To destroy America from the beginning, and we were all played. We were conned. Even I voted for him not once but twice, but I regard him as an arch villain today, a very bad person. James, thank you. Thanks. I got a couple others. Tom, I know you've been chafing at the bit. Go ahead. Give us your thoughts, Tom.
Well, yeah, good day, everybody. I like Andy, but I think he's eating too much sour candy. He's talking Donald. Well, I'll tell you what, Donald can Trump kick ass for me, Andy, if he just supports 20 million of these illegal aliens out. I don't care what else he does with Israel, or Indiana, Putin or Russia, I don't give a damn. I want all these illegals kicked out of here, Andy. Well, you tell me what other president you know or what other candidate you know that will do that, Andy. Sure ain't going to be Abbott who's shipping them up north instead of shipping them back to Mexico. Okay, so stop that. And as far as Layla attacking me and attacking Alexander, it's disgusting how she is. She's been disgusting, Layla, talking about my IQ yesterday, calling him Alexander all kinds of names today, because she's actually putting you down yesterday. I listened to the show, and she was putting you down, saying about Donald Trump's IQ is a 90%, 80%. What is she, crazy? Does she have $1 billion, Layla? Do you have $1 billion? Do you have half the brain that Donald Trump has? I don't think so. All you do
you
is...
Mean, you mean, Trump, the, Layla, Layla, well...
I'm hearing about Israel. I worry about my country. And my IQ, I'll compare my IQ to yours any day, Layla, and a lot of different issues. Maybe not on the Middle East, but any other thing I can tell you, I'll be right there. You name it, especially when it comes to sports or any other thing. Don't give me that crap about your IQ and how brilliant you are. You had a show, we should have stuck with your show, like Andy said. Now, I'm getting tired of you bashing all the callers that you don't agree with. I don't call out names. I don't call about your IQ. You did yesterday about me. You did today about Alexander. You do about Professor Fetzer when you don't agree with him. So you need to stop it, Layla. And Jim's got a great show because we have different viewpoints. I might not like what you have to say, Layla, but I'll fight for your right to say it. But you know, his car is bashing my IQ or Alexander's IQ. That's not proper. Okay? Ring-a-ding-ding. Ring-a-ding-ding. Let's get it on the right ring. Let's get a ringer here. Now, as far as Donald Trump goes, I never said he was the greatest candidate out there, but he's the only candidate in my lifetime that talked about immigration the way he does. Talked about all these terrorists coming in here. Name me one other person that even mentioned those words, Layla. What other president you could Bush, Reagan? They've allowed millions of illegals to come in here. Even Trump, I admit, but guess what? Trump's talking about it. And he said, we got to do something massive about it on the first day.
Tom, be concise. I got a couple others standing by. Be concise.
Well, I'll be concise, Jim, but, you know, this bashing nonsense has got to stop about IQs and who's got a higher IQ. There's a lot of great callers that you haven't called your show in a long time, like Sebastian, Mike from Brazil, Sebastian from Sweden, and Miles. You had a bunch of Jim from New York. You have a lot of great callers. And, you know, we all have different opinions. Opinions are like, you know what, a-holes.
I welcome them all, Tom, including yours.
Right on. Thank you, sir. And that's what I'm saying. Layla's calling Alexander out today, called me out yesterday about my IQ. Come on, stop that. She did that before in the past.
Guess who's next calling in? Alexander, Tom.
Well, I just want to say he makes some great points. And Layla's from Canada. Her vote here in the United States doesn't count, and neither does his. I'm an American. I live in the United States, and I'm voting for Donald Trump. Whether you like it or not,
right,
I'm going to vote for Kamala Harris.
You're right. I always like hearing from you, Tom. Thank you for that. Alexander in Canada. Go ahead, Alexander. Your opportunity.
Thank you. If you just make a couple of points. See, so like Layla attacked me today, and I really appreciate what Mr. Tom said from Florida. He's one of the best callers. He called in. See, so the thing is, Layla said that I attack Renee. Well, see, so I just want to remind her that I'm not the only one who attacked her. She got attacked by Tom from Florida, Peter from Los Angeles, Paul from New Jersey. I think he called in. I think it was the first call in today. Joel from Florida, and a bunch of other callers. Because I just want to tell Layla, Renee keeps on saying, oh, the Christian Zionists are the ones who run America. The Zionist Christians run America, and she's wrong. She doesn't know what she's talking about. It's the Jewish Zionists that run the government, the media, Hollywood, the banks, and so on.
I guarantee you it is the Jewish Zionists. You're absolutely right. Yes. If Layla said that about the Christian Zionists, she was mistaken. I agree with you on that, Alexander.
So she's like, Layla keeps on attacking me like everybody on the network attacked her. Okay. And she's another thing. I know that Beit Lehem is in Palestine, Layla. Yeah, I'm familiar with that. Like, that's where Jesus Christ was born and so on. But see, my point is that she said yesterday or like last week, I'm not Palestinian. But see, she's just like saying, I'm from Texas, but I'm not American. How does that make any sense? And she just keeps on saying, oh, the Palestinians came from...
Alexander, you've made your point, as has Tom. Give us some other thoughts about what's going on here with Kamala and this guy, Walls. Give us your thoughts about them.
Well, see, sir, Kamala, as you explained it, like the whole time that she's a joke, and she and her husband is a Jewish Israeli guy,
yes.
Zionist guy.
Yes.
Going to be running, and he's going to be running the show if she becomes president.
Yeah. Or Obama. More likely Obama behind the scene with his assistants. He's clearly her handler.
Yeah, and see, sir, that the people that ran Obama's administration were like two guys. They were David Axelrod, who's Jewish, and Rahm Emanuel, who's a Jew with an Israeli passport. So just like how Blinken is running the administration right now. So, and see, sir, my opinion, they're gonna pressure either candidate to go to war with Iran. And see, so I highly respect Rick from Arizona, but I think that he's inaccurate to say that a war won't happen. Like, a war definitely is going to happen because the Jews have been planning this for years. And see, so, and that's why October 7th happened, which was an inside job.
So
they would use that to attack Iran and Lebanon.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
You're right, Alexander. I think you're right. Listen, I've already got a couple of guests I'm not going to be able to feature today. Kevin and Mark, no, call in early tomorrow. Francis, too. But what we have, JP from Chicago. JP, join the conversation. JP.
All the lonely people, where do they come from? Man, you got a lot of different callers, and I could go off all day long on them, but I won't. I'll focus on this topic, and Waltz, he's a baby killer. You know, he's all for third-term abortion, defund the police. He profits off of destruction. You know, he didn't go in Iraq. He bailed out of that war when he could have went in there, where a lot of guys I know went in that war. He's also legitimizing illegals. He's giving them licenses. So all the, Mogadishu Africans that we fought in Black Hawk Down, they're running, parts of St. Paul right now. So that's because of that guy, Mr. Walsh. But I also like to mention about Barack Hussein Obama. I believe he is one of the Antichrists of the Bible. If you look at his name, and I've done remote viewing on this.
Oh, yeah.
It's true. His name means lightning from heaven. I think Hussein, or one of his names, is one of Muhammad's horses. Muhammad was a red-haired stepchild, okay? Sorry about your last caller, but Islam is a false religion, and Muhammad was a bastard that grew up in the cave, and he went around robbing and stealing from people. And you know who wrote the Quran? It was a Catholic nun that he raised.
JP, thanks, and thanks to all the callers. We got a lot going on here. I'm glad each and every one of you called. Meanwhile, spend as much time with your family, your friends, the people you love and care about. We may be on the verge of a very big war. Take nothing for granted, and support RBN. Back tomorrow.
Gonna drive a little help from my friend.